And I have to wait for permission from him. Okay. It's 9 minutes after 7 on the 21st of September, 2010. And the September business meeting of ANC-1D for Mount Pleasant is now in order. All commissioners are present. McKay, Tanda, Lepanto, Wasserman, Scott, and myself, Edwards. Although we usually go by first names. The first order of business is public discussion. And we have a microphone for the public. Would you be?
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jasmine Romero. I'm president of the 145 Mount Pleasant Street, Senate Association. I'm a part of the Hazy's restaurant. Thank you.
Tennessee. It's working.
Good afternoon. My name is Jasmine Romero. I'm president of the 145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association. I'm employed to Haiti Restaurant.
Rob Waldeck, law firm of Robert P. Waldeck, PLLC, also a Mount Pleasant resident for the last 12 years.
Rob, this is your chance to say something.
Oh, okay. Well, what we came here to do was to talk about what the basis for the ABC board's decision was to deny Haiti a Class CN license, and to point out that we think the board made a big error in ignoring the resolution of the ANC. Now, without going into too much detail, what happened was that the board, when it releases a decision, it has what's known as findings of fact and conclusions of law, and then an order, which is attached to that. Now, in their findings of fact, they referenced that the resolution existed, but they did not put the text of the resolution in there, nor mention any of the concerns that the ANC put in the resolution about why they thought that a CN license was appropriate for Hades. And then when they got to the conclusions of law, they did say that they were supposed to give great weight to the decisions of the written decisions of the ANC. However, when they got to the point of when they were going to handle that, all they did was say, essentially, this is what they said. They said, here ANC-1D supports the applicant's application, but as Commissioner Edwards has admitted, has not addressed the applicant's request for extended entertainment hours. The board finds that its conclusion below adequately addresses the points raised by the ANC. But then throughout the entire thing, it does not actually mention the ANC at any other point in the conclusions of law, nor does it mention any of the actual things that the ANC said in the resolution. And what the law requires is that they go point by point through the resolution and say, we hear what the ANC has to say, we agree or disagree, and here is why. And instead, they glossed over the whole thing again, which is basically very similar to the error that they made in the Don Juan's case, where they took, instead of looking at the written testimony of the written resolution of the ANC, they took the testimony of one commissioner as being the opinion of the ANC, when in reality it was just the opinion of one commissioner, which is, and all those people are entitled to that opinion, but that does not make it the opinion of the ANC. So essentially they've done the same thing that they did the last time, and they ignored a 6-0 vote. We also think that they made, for the purposes of Haiti, they made a big mistake in saying that they couldn't give her the license because they couldn't guarantee in the future that she wasn't going to change her business operations. And that is a violation of her due process rights. She has the right, they have to take her statements as gospel, and they cannot rely on possible situations that aren't going to occur. They have to deal with the application that's right in front of them, not some imaginary application or imaginary situation that does not exist. And so that is why we think that the ANC board, ABC board made serious errors. There are probably some other technical errors in there, which it's not worth our time to go over, but that will be a part of our next step. It will be going over all of that and figuring out what other mistakes that we think they made. But we really wanted to thank everybody for supporting us and for listening to everything we have to say. And you know, we really appreciate what you guys have done for us, and we think that you guys got the short end of the stick. And regardless of whether or not everybody thinks that the CN license is the right thing or the wrong thing, it's very clear and very important that the ANC here did not get listened to, did not get, for the second time in a row, did not get their rights followed. And we would very much, we're very upset about that, as much as we are upset about what happened, in the decision itself. Do you want to say anything, Haiti?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Haiti, and I'm here tonight to ask again for support to pass a resolution to appeal this case in ABC board or even in court of appeals. And because I really need this, my property license to work in my place and having my right to serve this community with my happy hour specials. I would like to offer like in a slow month like January or September half price food. And I really need this license, and I hope you take a consideration today and pass a resolution, because we need this resolution. Thank you.
Jack. Thank you. I just wanted to point out the portion of the text in the ABC report decision that refers to the ANC resolution, so that everybody understands exactly what we're talking about when we say the ANC resolution was not given adequate respect by the board in this decision. Whether the decision was right or wrong, I think that's a separate matter. Did they consider the ANC resolution as they should have? And all they said was, they quoted the law, the board must elaborate with precision its response to the ANC issues and concerns. It says, the board simply says, the board finds that its conclusions below adequately address the points raised by the ANC. That's all they say. They just claim their points below respond to the ANC resolution. Well, they don't. That's clearly a matter of opinion, but what they should have done, as Rob just said, they should have cited our points and responded to our points instead of just waving their hands and saying, we think we did a proper job. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That's to be sure everybody understands what we're talking about here. Thank you.
Excellent analysis, Jack.
That's right. Phil, if it's okay with the commission, I'd like to ask Mr. Waldeck a question. To what extent is the action of this ANC likely to impact reconsideration of her case? In other words, it sounds to me that you have a very reasonable set of conditions for appeal, which you're likely to pursue, and you can use the facts of the case to appeal as it can. But I don't understand necessarily what our resolution would do to spur that along.
Well, essentially, here's what your resolution would do to help us. First, it would require the ABC board to do exactly what they didn't do. And if you would say that you felt that the ABC board did not listen to you, then the ABC, and then submit that to the ABC board. The ABC board would then have to say, yes, we did, or no, we didn't. So it would not, it would make sure that they couldn't get away from the issue, because they would then have kind of another, they would have two resolutions to deal with. First, the resolution that said that they missed the first time, and then second, they would also have to say, and this is how we did or did not meet the standard before. So if they were going to try a fast one and get around it again, then that would again be right in front of them, and they would be making an additional mistake. It would box them in, so to speak.
Just one more question, if it's okay with the commission. Following
you address the chair for those things.
Oh, is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you. It would seem to a reasonable person, and I realize that has already left the building when we talked about the ABC board, but that in the remand for the Don Juan's case, that there was a specific directive from the appeals court that the ABC board consider these issues. And so they were already required to address our original resolution, which they apparently ignored. So why would they pay attention to this additional requirement later?
Well, there are two things. Let me talk about the boxing in. It would do two things. Number one, if they didn't do it and then we brought it to the Court of Appeals, then we could say two things, right? We could say they didn't do it the first time, they didn't do it the second time, and now this third time they didn't do it too. So it would be building, it would be violation after violation, one after the other after the other. So it would put them in a very difficult position, because the Court of Appeals isn't very happy. And your question about why they did it didn't do it the second time, nobody could quite figure that out. And in fact, if any of you went to the hearing on the omnibus bill yesterday in the that was chaired by Jim Graham on the ABC bill, they really had no answer. They said that they had. That was their, well, they said that they didn't know that these were contested cases, and then he pressed them and said, I can ask you what I want, and you can, you know, whatever. And so then they just kind of, they basically said that they did, and they did not go any further. And it's very obvious from the very basic language of what was written that they did not do that. So there are two reasons why they might. One, because right now there seems to be a lot more political pressure on them to take the actions that they didn't take before, because I have not seen them be eviscerated like that. It was quite a show. And second, you're putting them in a position where if they continue to stick to their guns, then they've added one more violation on top of that. So it adds to what we can hit them with in the end.
My turn. I was there throughout the whole day, and I heard Fred Muselli say that, well, their response has been weak, but they promised to do better. And then Jim hit them again, saying, well, look, the appeals court said you're supposed to do these things, and it appears this is the same case. How did you make this other mistake? Martha Jenkins said, well, essentially a low-level flunky did it, and she just passed it on. So in both cases, they said things that I wrote in my email to the commission that I've heard licensees that have been called on the carpet use the same kind of excuses, and they react with scorn and severe penalties. And so they are utter hypocrites in the way that they operate. But they did promise to go back and do different. And I thought I heard. I recorded it, but I haven't listened to it, although it's available as a video on the council website. I thought I heard them say that they are going to turn over a new leaf and they're going to come back. And if given an occasion, they would do it right. So you perhaps saw my earlier version of it, and I came back after last night after thinking about it and said, what we've got to really do is leverage. I mean, they could go through the Heidi support things. We've given them all that information. What we need to do for ourselves and for all ANCs is to hit them that they are not doing the right thing. There is a specific appeals court case that says it is not permitted. It's contrary to law, settled law, for an agency to say, we read your material and we think that we gave it great weight, but we're not persuaded. They may not do that. It's an explicit law, and they are explicitly in violation of settled law. And this point was made eviscerate. It was a spectacular situation where they were up there like small children being reprimanded, and they had no defense. So this resolution was retuned today as a result of last night to make the point, to give them a chance to come through with their promise to Jim Graham on television and to set the record straight. Will the commission permit me to recognize? Yes, go ahead.
The one thing I really wanted to add to all that was that Greg has got it exactly right when he says that they made the same excuses that not just applicants, you know, some other people, I mean, even protestants have made those. In our case, we had a protestant that missed a deadline. We called them on the carpet for it, and the board eliminated them from the list because they didn't do the one little thing. And in this case, they did exactly wrong by, they just went over that whole thing, and Greg's exactly right. They have to go through it with particularity. They have to say, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the problem is that if this agency gets away with it, then other agencies are going to follow suit, and they're not going to give the ANC the great weight. And it's very simple why they have to go through the 1, 2, and 3. Because, you know, they could totally disagree with you. But what it prohibits an agency from doing is just fudging the evidence. And that's why the ANC has the right to put those words out there and say, you have to answer these words. Because otherwise, a board could fudge the evidence, and it would be harder. When it's only an evidentiary challenge, it's hard because you have to show that that substantial evidence on the record did not support the decision. Very hard standard to meet if you're appealing a decision. So what an HC will want to do is fudge over requirements that they specifically say X, Y, and Z. And that's the whole purpose of why the statute is written like it is. It is so that your concerns do get addressed and the agency just doesn't fudge over it. Because they can always decide against you, but if they want to fake it, they can't do it. And the whole purpose of the statute is to prevent them from faking it, and this isn't the only agency that does this, and if they don't do it, if this agency gets away with it, a lot of other agencies are going to get away with it. But if this agency is punished for this behavior, then other agencies will take notice, and they will start behaving towards the ANC the way that they should. And that's why I think this is important. I mean, I've already made all the arguments in terms of why I think Haiti is entitled to this license. But just as a matter of course, these boards need to be listening to what you guys have to say. They don't have to agree, but they have to 1, 2, 3, 4 say why they don't agree, so they can't get away with it. Thank you.
Let me add just one short other thing. The case law, our settled law, including the appeals court rulings, says that they cannot go through and give gobbledygook, that, you know, addressing each one in particularity. If the requirement is that they provide evidence-based arguments that are at least as strong as those brought forth by an ANC. And if an ANC, or rather, since ANCs cannot then go to appeals court, we're prohibited now. If any resident wants to go to court and lay it out why they've given weak responses, then the appeals court can step in and say, yes, you addressed every particularity, but your arguments and your evidence was weak compared to that of the ANC. And some ANCs
If they just give their opinion, can be dismissed. If they have strong evidence and arguments, then the appeals court can enforce the opinion of an ANC.
Unless another commissioner.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Oh. With the microphone.
You're next if you wish to listen.
What are you wanting to do?
Would you have something to comment on, to identify yourself?
Sure. My name's Laura Wilson Phelan. I'm in 1D2, and I'm just
candidate.
Here to listen.
Candidate.
Hello, everyone. I'm China Terrell, and I, too, am a candidate. I'm with David Bosserman's support for ANC 1D05. I'm just here as a resident, and I support a resolution urging lawful consideration of Haiti's license. One, I think it would help the government and the parties avoid potentially unnecessary litigation costs that would be associated with the appeal. And then it encourages compliance with the law, and even government should be subject to its own laws.
Buenas noches. Mi nombre es Julio César Herrarte. My name is Julio G. Herrarte. I am support Haiti and Mario. Da tristeza que en este país la Carta Magna nos cubre con sus leyes a todos. Pero aquellos que crearon esta Carta Magna me está recordando cuando yo remodelaba casas en la Yoria Avenue, había un restaurante que se llamaba Two Faces. Y es cierto, eso es lo que son nuestros políticos.
Good evening. What I want to say is that it is very disturbing that the people that wrote the constitution, you know, they are not respecting the constitution. And this makes me think about one time when I was in the construction business in Georgia Avenue.
En la construcción me tocó arreglar un restaurante que se llamaba Two Faces, Dos Caras.
I was fixing a restaurant named Two Faces.
Y es la verdad, nuestros políticos son así, Dos Caras. Cuando quieren el voto, tienen la cara de felicidad y nos ofrecen hasta la luz del sol, hasta que fuera de noche. Pero en estos casos nos damos cuenta que nuestros hijos se van a avergonzar de nosotros al darnos cuenta que somos unos mentirosos.
So it is true, the politicians have two faces. When they want our vote, they are all shiny, bright, you know, and they're offering us the light. But our children are going to notice that, yes, they are all liars.
Si somos el ejemplo de una comunidad, tenemos que dar el ejemplo y no dejarnos engañar con miel o con hiel, porque eso es lo que nos dan, hiel y miel.
So, because that's what it happens, you know, we don't have to let the politicians to make us, deceive us, because that's what they give us honey and not honey, you know, so that's what they gave us, both of those things.
Anoche, vi toda la noche lo que pasó allá donde ustedes estuvieron presentes, yo lo vi por televisión, y vi a Jim Graham con el otro, el director de ABRA. Los vi cómo se jugaban las palabras. Ellos ya lo tenían preparado todo, como cuando yo fui oficial del desfile latino. Cuando yo llegaba, ya había habido una reunión. Entonces, ¿para qué iba yo a una segunda reunión si ya la tenían arreglada? Así pasa aquí con nosotros.
Last night I watched on TV what happened at the meeting that you went, and I watched how Jim Brown with the other person were, you know, with the wars. But I know that was already arranged, you know. I don't know. It happens when I was a commissioner in the parade, and I would come to the meetings, but everything was already arranged. And I don't know why they gave us this this information, because everything has been fixed beforehand.
Yo como conocedor de las leyes, ya que soy un seguidor de las leyes, soy paralegal, me he dado cuenta que la ley somos nosotros. Inclusive a una institución que yo pertenezco, Cuando un grupo grande está equivocado y un pequeño grupo tiene el conocimiento, es la gran balanza, porque el conocimiento es la base del fundamento de las leyes.
So I am knowledgeable of laws because I work as a paralegal, and I know that when big groups, you know, and the small group knows and follows the law, that makes a big difference.
Por eso es que aquí el respeto para todos ustedes, esas canas que ustedes tienen, yo las tengo, pero me las pinto para verme más coqueto. Pero no quiere decir, ya tengo 67 años.
So,
y vine hace 48 años a la Monplaza.
So I really respect your gray hair. I also have gray hair, but I dye my hair so I look more fancy. But I am 67 years old, and I came to Mount Pleasant 48 years ago.
Y el día que me quiero morir cuando la juventud tenga en sus manos la Carta Magna de los Estados Unidos a nivel mundial y hagan las leyes. Nosotros nos dicen que somos extranjeros en un país que no somos extranjeros. Este continente nos pertenece, porque cuando vinieron en barcos hace muchos años, 500 años, no les pidieron papeles a esa gente que vino, y los dejamos crear leyes. Pero nosotros vinieron a matar nuestras leyes, a matar nuestra gente y nuestra cultura, pero no los vamos a dejar más. Es tiempo que nos levantemos, porque somos bastantes y muy preparados.
So, I don't want to die before the youth takes over and, you know, takes the Constitution in their hands. Because 500 years ago, we are many foreigners in this country, and 500 years ago, they didn't ask for papers for the people that came here. And I really want everybody to respect the law, and I really want that everybody, you know, accepts that we are here and that we are not foreigners.
Por eso la casa de Heidi Vanegas y Mario Alas pueden vender el producto que ellos quieran, porque los otros son políticos y no negociantes. Ellos tienen derecho a vender el producto para su público.
That's
que Dios me los bendiga a todos. Feliz noche.
That is why the house of Heidi and Mario, you know, they have the right to sell whatever they want, because they know that. And the politicians don't know anything about their businesses. And I really want to give thank you, and God bless you all, and thank you for this opportunity.
Neftali.
Muy buenas tardes. Muy buenas tardes. Yo soy Silvia Garrick, de la Asesoría Legal Pública. Voy a pedir que me haga la pregunta.
Oh, good evening. My name is Silvia, and I am from the Office of People's Counsel.
Represento a consumidores cuando tienen problemas con su servicio público.
And I represent the consumers when they have problems with public services.
Ya sea gas, electricidad o teléfono.
That's gas, electricity, and phone, the utilities.
Que son regulados por la Comisión de Servicio Público.
Are being regulated by the Commission of Public Service.
Ahora la oficina está en el procedimiento de educar a los consumidores a cómo ser enérgicamente más eficientes.
So now we are in the process of educating the consumers about how to be efficient in their energy efficient.
Vamos a tener unos seminarios y forums.
We're going to have some forums and seminars.
Sobre la exposición de energía eficiente en una caja.
About the energy efficiency in a box.
Que va a ser el sábado 9.
That is going to be on Saturday, October 9th.
De octubre, de 10 a 2 de la tarde.
From 10 to 2.
Al igual vamos a tener un forum.
And we are also going to have a forum.
Sobre medidores inteligentes.
About in smart meters.
Muy pronto estarán instalando o están en el proceso de la instalación de medidores inteligentes.
We are in the process of installing smart meters.
PEPCO, no la asesoría legal pública, sino PEPCO.
PEPCO is installing this.
Así que los consumidores van a tener que ser más enérgicamente eficientes.
So the consumers are going to have more energy efficiency.
Y se logrará que no va a haber estimados en las cuentas.
And we think there are not going to be estimates in the accounts.
Y vamos a ver si los consumidores van a tener el privilegio de tener más control sobre su uso de electricidad.
And the consumers are going to have more control in the use of energy.
Ese va a ser en octubre 14 de 6 y media a 8 y media de la tarde.
This is going to be on October 14 from 6:30 to 8:30.
También va a haber un anuncio público jueves, septiembre 30.
There will be a public announcement on September 30
sobre cómo ha sido los servicios de PEPCO durante la temporada de los apagones que hubo en los meses atrás.
About how PEPCO responded when we had those power outages.
Uh-huh. Y eso va a ser jueves, septiembre 30, de 10 y media hasta las 12 del mediodía.
So it's going to be on September 30 from 10:30 to 12.
En 1350 Pennsylvania Avenue.
1350 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Que va a ser el edificio, el Wilson Building.
And that's the Wilson
Building.
The Wilson Building.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Cualquiera pregunta, ¿tienen preguntas?
If you have any questions.
Walter.
Buenas noches. Good evening. Martinez from 3149 Mount Pleasant Street. Issue tonight is that there are a lot of things happens on Mount Pleasant, and really, they happening for never.
You gotta play like a rock star.
Like a singer. There are a lot of issues that are happening on Mount Pleasant, and they happen suddenly. And before, I remember that the ANC had a budget in a way that how to advise the neighborhood of what was going on and the changes and everything. And whenever they have meetings and what they have discussed in the meetings, and there were a lot of communication between the ANC and the community. And now I don't see nothing of that. Today you had a meeting and nobody in the community know or knew that you had a meeting. That's the first issue that I want to talk about. And then another issue that I want to talk is about the one restaurant. The one restaurant had a lot of tables on the sidewalk. They got to go. Those tables do not belong to there. We need a space for people to walk, for people to walk through the sidewalk. Those tables have to go back into the restaurant or second floor. They make money, and we need the business, though. All right? But we need our people to be safe and to walk safe around Mount Pleasant. Those tables that are out there, I don't know how they got the permit to put them over there. But right now, as a neighborhood, I would like to ask you, ANC, to remove those tables out of there. There's another issue I would like to talk about that I don't really know. About Heidi's. Heidi's is talking that they want a resolution right now for the ANC. Because the license has been stopped for them to sell liquor, right? But the ANC is going to get a resolution about what? Why do they need a resolution from the ANC and not from the community? Why the community is not involved on this? Why they don't ask the community also? They just come over here to get permission from the ANC, and that's it. And they say they want to put the ANC against a citizen who has denied their license. What's going on over here? Is it the agency like a plate that whenever somebody needs it, they're going to meet and we're going to discuss, and then after we discuss, we're going to agree and say, hey, yeah, they just give them a resolution. And they can get whatever they want without counting with the community. I think that's wrong, guys. We have to get the way on how to let the people know of what's going on more present. This has to stop. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you got to let the people know or whatever resolution or whatever you're going to have in here. All right? Thank you.
Walter, can I answer? Good evening. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz. I'm with the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant.
And I just want to make sure that the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant fully supports the application, the intention of the ANC to go and move against the appeal, to appeal for these efforts that the board, the APRA board has done. We should do that in a very strong way, because there is a strong and wide support for Heidi's restaurant in this community. They have been an anchor in our neighborhood, and we need to continue supporting them. Furthermore, the other issue that I'm very concerned about is we're supposed to have some reports, I thought, from Fiesta DC about this event that's coming out this Sunday. I don't know if the commission has had yet any reports on the traffic control and the staging and all that stuff. If that is true, can we have a report on that, so we make sure that the community is informed completely about how are we moving forward with this festival, so we can continue supporting it, all right? That is the intention. And finally, Walter, I'm sorry you didn't know this, but there was a strong effort from the community to support Don Juan's restaurant to have an outdoor seating, which is we believe is critical to keep that business going and keep the business moving and keep the business to be an anchor also in our community. So I would also like to have for the next agenda, for the next meeting, for us to have a report on the tents and the tables. That we already have the tents and the tables. They have been acquired for 40 chairs, 4 tables and 4 tents. They are accessible to anyone in the community. And I think, Jack, can we work into the process how anybody in the community can have access to that? We can promote it so anybody can use it when they need to. We can put it on the website or something like that. That would be great. We're just missing the sound system. That should be done hopefully for the next meeting. And we can just make a quick report on the finances and stuff around that. That's it. Thanks.
Good afternoon. My name is DJ Wanako, and I support Haiti. And I was yesterday at No One. I support him too. And I was there at the event yesterday where the two commissioners, like, you know, were asked, and they didn't do the job that were supposed to. And now for the brother here, I spent hours on air telling people to participate. I even interviewed Don Mario with the goal of letting everyone know about what's going on. I mean, what else can we do? I do it out of my what I do, which is communications. So we tell people, I mean, we encourage people to come here and question and get the answer. So again, we're going to keep on informing them, so we cannot state here that we don't tell people about it, because I have hours worth of recording that I can prove you that I actually do it. So what else was I was going to ask the ANC, are you guys going to push these guys to on the issue of the fact that they didn't count your word about the decision they did? I mean, if for the people that were there yesterday, that would be my question.
Any comments from commissioners? Has everyone spoken once?
Is there anyone that has not spoken first before we go to, yes?
I want to thank the ANC, because I think I'm Olivia Cadaval. I am a long-term community member, and I find now that Don Juan has tables out there, it's a much more safer neighborhood, and I really hope that we can encourage organized entertainment with Heidi at later hours, because then the streets have people that I'd like to have on the streets, and I think it makes us all safer, and it also makes us a happier community.
Mario.
Good evening. My name is Mario Alas. I'm co-owner of Heidi's restaurant,
And I want to answer to the gentleman over here that commented on that neighborhood support. I want to let him know that he should get his facts straight, because we have 1,500 signatures in support of Heidi's in the application. And the last part that we use is the resolution for the ANC to submit this application. I think the person who's advising you, sir, is not right. Thank you.
Now, people, that it's the role of the commission allows responses to others for 1 minute. So to keep it short, not another speech, but a specific answer or question.
Okay. I want to explain to so many people, they don't know the regulation about the public space. The public space is, if the sidewalk is enough bigger, they can give you some cape fits to the have it and use it for selling some people outside. Because this is a city for business. The situation around the nation is very hard, very hard. And everybody tried to make some extra money, because either the President Obama, he say we need to create some jobs for everybody, because we don't need, the rich is already made it, but we need bread on our tables. The regulation is 6 feet for the sidewalk, and the rest you can put some tables. I have my office. I am agent for this license. Because I am retired, the check I receive is not enough. But this is the reason I need the politicians to give you the license.
Your minute
because,
is up.
Yeah, we don't have the license. We need license, because we need bread in our tables. Thank you.
And let me say that the purpose of this is to respond to a question or to an attack, to correct information. It's not for a new speech. So, Heidi, next.
Walter.
Jasmine.
How long you know me, Walter, and when you know me? Yeah, how long you know me and when you know me? When you used to live in Mount Pleasant, we raised money for your sister. You come to me, we raised $10,000 between you and I in the neighborhood. You know I work a lot with the neighborhood, and I let them know everything. You didn't know this because you don't live in D.C. now. You know that. Thank you.
Thank you for keeping it short, Jasmine.
Okay.
To whom are you?
I'm speaking Spanish, please. I have to.
But who are you answering?
No.
This isn't, you can't do another speech.
No, it's not another speech. Okay. Yo creo que tengo derecho también a hablar porque al principio que pasaron el micrófono a mí no me lo prestaron.
I think that I have the right to talk because when
solo dije mi nombre.
The microphone, I just gave my name.
Y todo mundo dijo lo que tenía que decir. Yo no solamente dije mi nombre, yo creo que tengo derecho.
I think I have the right, Commissioner Gregg, because I just gave my name when the microphone was passed to me.
Solo son tres puntos.
There are 3 points.
Punto número uno, el hearing con Graham, yo estuve presente.
A hearing with Graham, I was present.
Okay. Solamente quería decirles de que me gustaría invitar a todos los comisionados que revisaran ese video.
I just want to invite all the commissioners that they can review the video.
Porque en él se determinó de que la resolución que habían pasado ustedes no se vio por un comentario de uno mismo de sus comisionados que le hicieron más caso a él.
And they said that the comment and the resolution was not passed because of one comment of one commissioner.
Y esto lo dijo la gente de Abra. Nosotros no somos quien para juzgar lo que ustedes van a ver y van a decidir, para que no venga un comisionado después de que vote hable en contra. Ustedes lo deciden. Ese es el punto uno.
And the point was that so you can see, and the point of that commissioner, so you can see, so you don't have to answer.
Exactly what is, O sea, de que la resolución fue pasada, pero por el comentario que hizo este comisionado, dijo Mr. Graham que no deberían de haberle hecho caso a un comentario de un comisionado, sino a la resolución que fue pasada por todo el
mundo. Yeah, so Mr. Graham said that they shouldn't pay attention to the comment of one commissioner, but they should have paid attention to the resolution that the ANC passed.
Sí, entonces solo obsérvenlo y después hablan porque se entra ustedes.
Just watch it and then it's because it's among you.
Okay. Punto número dos.
Point number two.
Falta de información.
Lack of information.
En el caso de Walter, yo estoy de acuerdo de que él viene a hablar estas cosas porque no está informado.
I know that Walter's comments is he does those comments because he's not informed.
Exactamente, porque nunca ha venido, no ha estado presente, y no es porque ley en sí no lo mencione, sino que la gente no le toma mucha importancia.
And it's not, he hasn't come to the meetings, and it's not because we haven't invited, because the people don't pay any attention to it.
Entonces, eso no quiere decir de que estoy de acuerdo con lo que él dice.
That doesn't mean that I agree with what he says.
A lo único que yo le invito, ya que él quiere, que cada vez que haya una reunión aquí se dice, y que invite a la gente.
As chair, I want, no. As chair, I want to rule that our rules of order do not permit personal attacks on anyone. So if you say that nobody pays attention to somebody else,
no.
That could be interpreted as a personal attack. I urge caution on you in how we treat each other in a neighborly way. Thank you.
Es por la falta de información, por eso le dije al principio. No,
for the lack of information, that's what I said in the beginning.
Exacto. Ahora punto número tres.
And point number three.
Y aquí estoy pidiendo, de favor, que dejemos de apoyar a organizaciones fantasmas.
I am requesting that we stop supporting ghost organizations.
Por ejemplo, la Asociación Latina de Manplesan está debidamente registrada por un grupo que no es el que está usando su nombre durante muchos años.
For example, the Latino Committee
Asociación
is Latino Association of Mount Pleasant, it is registered, but the name is being used by others.
Sí, así es que por favor, acaban de estar haciendo comentarios acerca de lo que es Fiesta DC, la cual toda la comunidad ha apoyado.
They have made comments about Fiesta DC and the community has supported them.
Entonces lo único que pido que en ese comentario quiten el nombre de la Asociación Latina de Mount Pleasant, porque la persona que lo está usando no la ha registrado legalmente.
And so what I'm asking is that the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant, that they take the name off, because the person that is using the name is not the register.
Y los comisionados de ley en sí van a recibir toda la información de la Junta Directiva de la Asociación Latino de Mount Pleasant, que fue registrada desde marzo de este año.
And the commissioners are going to get all the information from this Latino Association of Mount Pleasant that was registered since March of this year.
Entonces, por favor, si las personas quieren usar, que usen su nombre propio, no el nombre de organizaciones que no les pertenecen. Solamente.
So, please, if the person wants to talk on behalf of an organization, it's better that they use their own name, because that association doesn't belong to them.
Y la asociación sí apoya a Fiesta DC. Gracias.
And the association does support Fiesta DC.
We've now gone 5.5 minutes. We have one other person that wishes to be heard from. And let me give you 2 minutes, because you and your organization were attacked. So you get an extra minute to respond.
Thank you for clarifying that our organization was attacked. I'm not going to respond to false attacks. That is childish, and we do not work in that way in our community. We believe that the Latino Association has done a lot of work in the community. You know who those folks are. I don't need to respond. It's the facts and the actions speak for themselves. But what worries me is that it's very evident that Jasmine hit the nail in the head. As the information is critical, all right? And I think this whole issue about the support for Heidi can be a little confusing, because it's actually the action of the ANC who needs to be acted upon, right? And it's in favor of Heidi's request for change of license, which we all support. It has been a strong support in the community, and it has been a strong advocacy to support this work that this anchor in the community is doing. I think the critical part here is that we are charged with that job to make sure that the recommendations of the NC commissioners are valid, are respected, and are valued. All right, and that is the job that we are that we need to face, especially in our community is working so hard to keep moving forward. So Walter, the issue here is a little bit different than you were mentioning. I think the support that has been very, very clear from the community for Heidi Restaurant change of license is very, very evident. I still want to clarify that we support 100% Fiesta DC. We just got to be following up, make sure that we are, the Fiesta DC does what they say they're going to do. So attacks in the future are not coming back to us, all right? We want this festival every year here. So it's not that we are attacking anybody, and I hope people take their blinds out of their eyes and their ears and hear that we are supporting the efforts of Fiesta DC. But we also got to make sure that we all are held to the same standards so we can move forward as a one community. All right?
Yes,
who wants to speak next?
Commissioner. I want to thank everyone who came here tonight for some very useful public comments, very valuable. Oftentimes I think that the public comes to these meetings and they try and talk to the ANC and they are not always sure that we listen. And I'm not sure that what we do here in the next few minutes in our business meeting will necessarily reflect that we've listened. But we have, and I have definitely heard you tonight. I think one of the things that really struck me after hearing a lot of your comments is something that I talked about at an informal meeting a couple months ago, and that is that this community needs to get past the idea that it's not okay to criticize someone. Criticism is an accepted part of public discussion. So, sir, I take your concern about the tables at Don Juan's quite seriously. And I think there is something that we do need to pay attention to. Being concerned about tables being there and whether pedestrians have room to pass and can pass safely is important. We have to hear that. We have to take that under advisement. We have to pay attention. There are very specific regulations regarding public space, and our duty to our community is to make sure that those are observed. That doesn't mean that it's wrong for you to speak up. It's right for you to speak up, and thank you. Similarly, with Fiesta DC, and this was where my comments were most germane. At our meeting several months ago, we talked about all the things that Fiesta DC needed to improve upon after last year's performance. But so much of our discussion got weighted down by, do we support Fiesta DC or not? Of course we support Fiesta DC. And we support local businesses in trying to expand their business. But we've got to make sure that we do the job right, and we've got to make sure that we hold the parties accountable. So we will continue to do that. We will ask you to hold us accountable to that standard. And I think, again, I just want to reiterate and thank all of you for your efforts here tonight. Thank you.
I just got a couple of comments that I want to make. First, on the issue of the outside seating for Don Juan's, I was present when we had quite a few members of the community present when we discussed that particular issue. And at that particular time, the majority of the people present were all for Don Juan having seating on the outside of his establishment. Now, other than if I was dreaming, it was real close to reality. So I just want to make that point. We did bring it to the community. And I think the members of the community must understand, you're not at every meeting. Like some people comment that I've never seen them at any of the community meetings that I've gone to, yet you have such a hardness to your comments when I haven't even seen you at all. Okay? My second comment is I thought that Fiesta DC would be present this evening to give us, not unless the ANC, and I've been looking at my emails, I haven't seen it, they were supposed to come back and give us a detailed explanation, the traffic, the safety, and all of that. Did any of the commissioners receive that and I just don't know about it? Because they're not here tonight and I don't think that that's a good thing either. Thank you.
Jack, and then I have some answers.
Well, would like to point out that it's 4 minutes after eight. We really need to move on to the business of the evening. And while this has been a very stimulating and informative discussion, I think it's time for us to set that aside and move on to the business of the evening.
Good, because typically we allocate 20 to 30 minutes for this, and it's gone on for much longer than that. But just as a matter of information, first, it is against regulations to leave the tables outside an establishment. In areas like Mount Pleasant, the compromise is that an establishment is supposed to store the tables, tents, and chairs next to the walls so that they do not, after they're in use, after their time, so that they provide minimum obstruction to the passersby. This is the way that the city has decided to work in areas like Mount Pleasant. In areas where there are very wide sidewalks, or there are narrower sidewalks than here, where the stores are larger and it's easier. Here we have small stores and it's not possible. Well, then they have this compromise. Secondly, I agree with Phil that respectful criticism is always in order. However, things that begin to that verge over to emotional are attacks are not. So, in specifically, I consider the a debate about when two people hold the same name of an organization. That is something that could be criticized, but however, I think this is not the venue because we have no judiciary powers, and perhaps the ANC should say that we want to step out. We are not going to adjudicate those kinds of things. Next, this afternoon at 12:30, I got a call from Jackie Reyes saying that she had been asked to set up a meeting for me to meet with the president of Fiesta DC. I spent about 3 hours in this and the follow-up meeting to go through stage by stage our resolution and to get a compliance review. If we have time, I can give that. And there's some good things and some not so good things. So I am surprised that they decided to not come here. But that was something that occurred this afternoon. Stormy.
I just want to say I think we need to move on with the business, please.
Okay. So if you don't mind, then several of the commissioners have said, and I'm sure we can talk after the meeting if you don't mind, Walter. Jack.
I would propose, given the discussion that has taken place concerning the 80s nightclub bus matter and the ABC board's decision, that we proceed immediately with that resolution.
Any objections? Oliver, how do you... You haven't said anything. Okay. So, would you do me the favor of reading the resolution? I move it, yeah. And you, would you please read it for me?
Reconsider the decision to deny Hades Restaurant and Nightclub license. Resolved, ANC1D seeks reconsideration of the decision by the DC Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to deny the application of NHB Corporation, Inc., trading as Hades Restaurant, for a Class CN license. Once again, as it did in the Don Juan's case, in which the DC Court of Appeals remanded the case to the ABC Board because it had failed to follow the ANC law. ANC1D advises the ABC Board to follow settled law and address, with the deference required by law, see COP, all the relevant ANC resolutions and points. The Y's and appendices are equal components of this resolution.
Can I take it that you second the resolution?
Oliver's already seconded, yes.
Oh, he seconded it. Discussion. Jack.
Yeah, I do want to make it clear that this is not about the decision itself. This is not agreeing or disagreeing with the nightclub decision per se. It's objecting to the way our resolution was abused, ignored, rejected. They mentioned it, claimed that they had responded to it, and left it at that. That's not acceptable. We have to demand a higher standard of performance from our agencies, and this is a way to do that. On the matter of the nightclub license itself, I think that should be considered in a separate resolution.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, I suppose we're moving. We can move to vote. Phil.
Just a quick question. Jack, are there, taking your comments, does this resolution go off? I mean, are you asking that we revise this resolution, or are you supporting this resolution? Okay. He indicated he's supporting. I'll make a brief comment, which is that in general, the ANC is an advisory body, and that the relationship between this body and district agencies and the Legislative Council and the court is fundamentally a political relationship. And I think that Mr. Waldeck's comment that if we allow this to pass, that other agencies will ignore the ANC or feel emboldened to ignore the ANC, with all deference and respect, Mr. Waldeck, is a prophecy that is well steeped in history. This is practice in the District of Columbia. ANCs are routinely abused, particularly our responsibility. So I'm reminded of that scene in the movie, the name of it escapes me at the time, where the lawyer says, "I object," and the judge says, "Overruled," and she says, "No, I strenuously object." Okay, you're overruled again. A few good men. Thank you. So I will vote for this resolution. I think we should move immediately to vote, and I apologize for my speech, but I do believe that we are pouring milk on the floor, and we'll be crying about it later.
So we're ready to vote. I suppose we can use hands unless someone calls for a voice vote. All in favor? 6-0. It's unanimous. Resolution is passed. It is now 11 minutes after 8. May I make a suggestion that we move to Phil's recent resolution, because I think that is I think it will be pretty straightforward.
Thank you. This is titled,
I'll think of a better title.
Oh, yes. Title to be decided later by our wordsmith secretary. Resolved, ANC 1D advises the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs that the property at 1724 Park Road, Washington, D.C., 20010, lot 0818, square 2607, is not blighted. ANC 1D has been notified that the Board for the Condemnation of Insanitary Buildings will hear case number 0819 on September 29th, 2010. This property has been significantly improved in recent months and should be classified as not blighted.
Do I second?
Thank you. Just a brief comment to inform my fellow commissioners. This is in my district. It's one block behind my residence. I've been in touch with the developer for some time now. He's attended several ANC meetings and informed us of his progress. I also know that he has been working closely with civic associations in the neighborhood to keep them advised as to his progress, and they are well pleased that they are well informed. So I think that this is the right thing to do, and we'll speedily return this long vacant property to useful housing stock.
Jack.
Yeah, I checked out this property this afternoon. That's a photograph of it. And there was a team of contractors working hard on it. So the notion that it has been abandoned, of course, is incorrect. I also checked with Faye Armstrong at Historic Mount Pleasant. She's very happy with work being done on it. At the moment, the property is facing a tax bill of $92,000, which is what happens when a property is classified as blighted. And the point here is to remove that classification so he doesn't face this monstrous tax bill. Right. I wholeheartedly support this resolution.
So I'd like to move quickly to vote. All those in favor? 6-0. Another, I think, simple matter, just to get that out of the way, is that the proposal that since it would conflict with Election Day, November the 2nd, that we not hold, that we do not provision holding our informal meeting at that time. All those in favor? 6-0. And then the one last piece that on, I think, a critical agenda is that we only have 2 days, I'm told, remaining to put in a placeholder of an appeal for the zoning administrator's determination that the library fits its zoning. I am informed by a well-known attorney in Mount Pleasant, Peter McGee, that he has a substantial case to overturn this.
Has there been a second to the motion?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Would you please read it?
Resolved, ANC 1D appeals to the Board of Zoning Adjustment to reverse the decision of the zoning administrator on whose advice permits were issued to DC Public Library to reconstruct the Mount Pleasant Branch Library.
Is there a second? Thank you, Oliver. Okay. I contacted Faye Armstrong, who has been also following this case, and she says that it is reasonable for us to proceed with this and put in a placeholder so that the case can be developed. We just learned about this recently, and so we have not been able to put together the details of the case, but there is good enough support that it appears we could move forward, and it without this, well, then we have no rights of appeal. Phil.
Just a few questions, and you, if you don't mind, I can just spit them out, and then you can answer them in block. The first is, by your count, how many times have you said, if we don't do this, then we will not have an appeal on the library issue? The second question is, what was the ruling that we would be asking them to reverse? I'm not particularly aware of that. Thank you.
The answer to the first question is way too many. It's been very disappointing and frustrating to me, as you might guess, since I've been working on this since 2002 for 8 years, and against an intransigent library system that refuses to give us information and destroys documents all along. Secondly, the ruling was to allow the library to change its address from 16th Street to Lamont Street so that it can claim the distance between the Park Marconi apartment building and the rear of the library addition to be a backyard sufficiently large to meet the new zoning allowed to libraries. Because before, the ramp goes up directly to the property line and would be contrary to zoning.
I'm going to say that I plan to vote against this resolution. I think that it is reasonable that the entrance to the library be changed to Lamont Street, partly because that is where the handicap ramp has, Americans with Disability Act ramp has been for the past, I don't know how many years, and it's to my understanding where the new ramp will be. So it makes sense that most people will be entering, or many people will be entering the library on Lamont Street. I think it makes sense to change the address.
Dave Bosserman. Okay. Jack.
I have a lot of trouble with this. And the reason is, it doesn't tell me what decisions we were made and which we want, which we object to. There's no what, there's no why. The resolution itself just doesn't have any substance to it. And for that reason alone, I can't vote for it.
Okay. Any other discussion or comment? Seeing none, let me call the vote. All those in favor of the resolution? Oliver and Greg? All those opposed? It's Jack, Phil, and Dave. And you are abstaining, okay? So the resolution fails. Now, several commissioners had told me, and I need to double check that they would like to go ahead.
We do have the regular business that you need to attend to. We have skipped all the routine matters.
Okay. So we want to go back to the treasurer's and secretary's report.
Which will take not long, Dave. Relax. Secretary's report. I turned in the draft of the minutes of the August 17th meeting on August 24. Are there any corrections to be noted to those minutes?
Seeing none, I declare them accepted.
Thank you. And Treasurer's report. Our second quarter fiscal year 2010 financial report has been accepted with no disallowances, which is what everyone ought to be. Now, interestingly enough, on the average, ANCs have about 5% of their expenditures disallowed. My standard is 0%. I'm working hard to keep it there. Thank you very much.
Voters take note.
I have one routine check to write Tony Grillo to posters. I assume there's no objection to that. And that concludes the Treasurer's report.
Yes. Seeing no objection or questions, I declare that it's accepted. I've already given a good discussion of what happened on the alcohol front, and I had a meeting today with Yvonne, and I see her here, and let me ask the commission if they want to go through a discussion of Fiesta DC, or is the pleasure of the commission to adjourn? Oliver.
Yeah, I think we'd like to hear from Fiesta DC, and it has to be very brief, to the point, so that we have the meeting.
Stormy.
I'd like to go on record as saying I want to hear from Fiesta DC also, but I am insulted at the disrespect of our time frame. Thank you.
Jack.
Very quickly, while certainly I want to hear about Fiesta DC, we have not said what we're going to do about the October 5 informal meeting.
My assumption is that we will proceed and...
without a specific topic?
Okay. Are there suggestions?
The only matter that has come up has been this business of the lot at the intersection of 17th Street and Oakwood Place. But that's a minor item.
Yes. Any other ideas for you? with the, if the commission pleases. Yes.
I want to thank you, Board Chairman, for the SBC to come in.
Thank you. I want to thank you all for coming tonight to the meeting. I think as we in the Latino community got to make sure that we cover all our I's and our dots. It has been a strong criticism before about how we don't protect the things, how we are not proactive. My understanding is the board has done a fair...
Hello?
My understanding is that the board has done a great job putting this event together, and we don't want to have more criticism like we did before about this study C didn't do this, this study C didn't do that. If it's something else that we need to tune up to make sure that things are working smooth, this is the time to do it. So I think we should hear at least what the plans are, how they're going to make things happen. So if something else needs to be done, we have 2-3 days to fix it and make it happen. We want a successful event in this community. So I just think we should receive a report from them on how successful they have been putting this event together.
I hear from the commissioners that they would like to hear a brief report from Fiesta DC at this time.
Hello.
Well, let's hear the report first, and then we'll...
I'm Yvonne Rivera, president of the board of Fiesta DC. I apologize for not being here at 7 p.m. I respect your time, but there was an emergency that I had to deal with tonight, so I apologize. Briefly, this is our commercial poster, and here I leave a copy for you guys to keep. And
ma'am,
excuse me.
I don't want to be rude, but if you hear the commission is asked you to be very brief, so could you go point by point and summarize? And if you didn't bring the copy I provided with you this afternoon, could you go through the 5 points that...
Sure.
And just stick to that for the moment.
I understand you have to go home. But yes, I met with Greg this afternoon, at noon actually, and we met with Sam. The first issue is traffic issues. Ivan Gaviria, our vice chair, met with Sam, and he has not raised any issues concerning the traffic. We presented our traffic plans, and he's okay with. 3, respect to merchants. We met with the Business Association of Montplaisant here at Don Juan's. We asked them what are the issues, if they wanted booths, they wanted tables, and we're working with them. Many of them just need a table, but myself, I've been knocking on the doors, introducing myself, bringing posters. I was at your hardware today, I called you, said, do you need anything? May I put the poster here? Do you need a booth? Do you need a table? And yes, and we resolved those issues today. Don Juan Alberto and Don Jaime are having their booth in front of their restaurants as they wished. In terms of cleanup, we of course have contact with the Department of Public Works, but we also have hired a company owned by a minority woman who is hiring. We will have the service from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. We will have 20 people on site during the festival. After the festival, cleaning up more people than 20, than 12, 24. And from that time, on the contract, I specify that the streets of Montplaisant and where the festival took place need to be absolutely clean and free of grease, like I heard from this committee. The other issue is problem resolution. We will have a hotline. Our communication center will be located at Golden Scissors Beauty Salon. This salon will be closed that day. We will have a hotline which will be advertised the date of the festival, what that number will be, a fax machine. We will have bilingual volunteers picking up the hotline. We will have a command center as well, a place in Montplaisant where we will address any issues. I will have a security team consisting of 12 men that are trained, will be also trained, everyone, volunteers, coordinators, and security staff will be trained in the use of walkie-talkie communications. We will have a protocol which will be followed step by step during this process. We are working on getting a third-party mediator to clarify and mitigate any problems arising during the event, and also for arbitration if necessary. We already have a lawyer in mind that is bilingual, bicultural. The toilets will be, this is not on the, but it's important for all of you, the toilets were placed in a specific place, all of them. This time they will be distributed among Mont Pleasant by pairs, two and two around the area, so that people will have more access to it, and it won't be concentrated in one specific spot. The owner of the body shop was very upset about all the outcome, the things he received. We're looking forward to a wonderful festival, and you are all invited. We will have a health fair for the first time of the history of the festival. You will get all kinds of free tests. Please advise the seniors and those that do not have insurance to come for free health tests, HIV, glucose, and others.
Thank you. Let me go through the commission. Would you return my notes, please? You can keep that, and in case the commission wishes to hear from others. But first, the commission. Well, first the commissioners. Jack. So we'll just go around the table.
For the people in my part of the neighborhood, the issue is always traffic. Is the original traffic plan still the correct traffic plan?
We are addressing those issues.
You have don't you have a microphone?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We have heard from your presentation. We're working on that. But most importantly, we have secured an entire floor at the Target building for parking. I believe that addressing parking issues, having that organized, is going to impact our traffic situation. I was on an interview today at Radio Sol, which is the most popular radio station, and I invited everyone to please take the metro, and there will be volunteers directing everyone to where the festival is going to be. I believe that addressing, encouraging people to use the metro and organizing and having secure spaces for parking and extra parking is going to impact less traffic in a positive, we will have a positive outcome on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oliver.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, which specific streets are going to be closed that particular day?
Yes, as we spoke before, the streets that are going to be closed, of course, is Park Road and Mount Pleasant. Over there is going to be Howard. Do you have that in mind better than me, husband? He's my husband and parade coordinator. Argonne Street is going to be closed. Hold on, he's my parade committee.
Would you hand the mic to him?
So I will. I just want to introduce him.
Good.
As I haven't seen the traffic plan, so I'm not familiar with the entire traffic plan. I know, since I'm coordinating the parade, I know that the streets, Argonne, Mount Pleasant will be closed at Argonne Street. We'll have a stage down there going all the way up to Park Road. In terms of the side streets, I guess access to Mount Pleasant will be closed.
Would you please email us this? It's rather late, and it's and I will speak for myself. I don't think that this is a full straightforward disclosure, and we need it right away.
Thank you. Phil. Dave.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this, and thank you for all your hard work. I know that that it was thrust upon you, and I think you've done a good job.
Sorry.
I just want to know, do you have all this information in English?
Absolutely, in English and Spanish.
Okay, so when you presented it, you only gave it to us in Spanish. That's why I wanted to know. My seniors are always concerned because they never have any information prior to, because most of them do not speak Spanish. And my second thing is, there are some people who go to work on Saturday, so they need to know that they possibly cannot re-enter by the time they get off from work the next morning. That's another one of my concerns.
Good. Now, I have, let me report some concerns. First of all, I want to say that largely this board of directors has been much more cooperative and forthcoming than any previous Fiesta DC that I've experienced. I was not on the ANC when many of the earlier ones, so I don't know how those relationships went. Secondly, I am disappointed that our request that we get information on an ongoing basis. We set up a Google group, and that it has not been posted to that group and made available to us. That's contrary to the spirit of the agreement that we've discussed for 3 months. And now we are 3 days away from it, and we still don't have the information. Our request was anything that you used with the city, any details that you were working out with the city, that you would post immediately to us, and you have not fulfilled that spirit of that agreement. The third observation, just to keep it short because we're running out of time, is that I think people may be misled by your description of your relationship with Sam Brucksmith. I spoke with him this afternoon after you and I spoke, and he said that he did meet with Yvonne, your vice president, and he listened politely, and he said, oh, that's reasonable, but there was no sense of whether any of his suggestions or any of the elements in the ANC resolution was going to be addressed, and that when you say that you have heard no complaints, well, he expected you to get back with him, because the spirit that we had been discussing for the last 2 or 3 months was that you would work hand in glove to resolve these and take a proactive stance. And I gather from him that you have not done so, and he was, in effect, the coordinator of many of the complaints. And I think you made a serious mistake in doing this, and while it's remediable, as people have said, we only have 3 days, and you need to assign someone to take a far different attitude if you're going to fulfill the spirit of the agreement that we made over the last several months. I'm sorry, to go through this, but time is short, and I think I should reiterate that I am impressed by the forthrightness on many of the issues that we have seen, and it's far better than previous ones. I know I've heard from some representatives of some of the merchants, as we discussed earlier today, that they have not been fully covered, and simply meeting with one faction of businesses, of the local merchants, is not sufficient. Will the commission allow me to see on Walter and then Juan Carlos?
Thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. Now, let me tell you something, sir. Maybe there are a few things that all the community doesn't see, but I see. When this is happening, when this Latino whatever, it doesn't leave to us any good. I know that it is culture, it is art, it is custom, it is everything, all right? But for the community, it doesn't leave anything good, is it? All the time, after all this Fiesta Latino happens over here, there are a lot of bricks missing on the sidewalks. I have been getting all the side bricks, I've been getting from my work and putting back on. If you see all these Fiesta Latino, what it does is that when they, all the walls of the business, all the people, they go put their food right there, right on the wall. They don't paint. They don't pay for any paint. They don't pay for any repairs. If you see, there are a lot of gums thrown on all the sidewalks. I've been cleaning up myself in front of my building, picking and cleaning and cleaning and cleaning all the gums that they throw. That you leave something for us also. That you come, clean up the gums, paint everywhere they have a damage, paint all the fences and everything, and leave just the way they found it. That's what they do over here. That's the reason we're in permit too, all right? They make money because also means business, money. But we don't get anything.
May I see if this, just to move things along. Ken, will you promise us that you'll come to a meeting, perhaps the October informal meeting, which will be shortly after, and we can discuss at that time the immediate impressions and so on, so we can also check whether these kinds of concerns, you're going, including the ones that you only have 3 days now to do what you said over the last 3 months, there's still time to do these things, and we can check up on the thing, because I think we all want this to continue and be successful. Will you commit to do that on the... Jack, what is the date of...
October?
Five. Will you commit to that?
I would be happy.
And will you commit to engaging with these missing situations that we've been describing to you? Because 3 days, I know you're very busy, but still, many of the things can be done. You do.
Evaluation is very important.
No, but... Right now, that's the first part. Second part is you have 3 days to engage on these points. There are a lot of them. And Sam Brucksmith says that he is waiting. He told me that he is waiting to hear a response from you, so that there's substantial engagement. I hope you will delegate Yvonne to work with him to make sure that there's knowledge and that this is documented and we can put it on the Google Group website. Thank you for that commitment. Juan Carlos.
Yvonne, I first of all want to congratulate you for the fantastic work you've been doing with this. They have acquired an organization that was very, very, in very bad shape. And they have fundraised money, they have done a lot of work. Some people were not supporting them, some people were supporting them. Against all that, they have done a lot of fantastic work. And we should congratulate her that, because that is going to continue maintaining the name of Mount Pleasant and a festival that represents our culture. This festival takes a lot of work. It's amazing work that needs to be done. And I'm going to ask the community and the commissioners to be patient. Patient with it. They are doing the best they can. They are reaching and outreaching every possible way that they can outreach. They have looked for sponsors to raise over $100,000 in money, which is not easy in this time and it is in such a short period of time. We might not be able to fulfill all the commitments, but there is a commitment from not only from Fiesta DC, but from the Latino Association and the community that after the event is over, we will clear up, finish it up, whatever we need to make sure that Chomán Pleasant can benefit from it. So I don't want to feel that there's 3 days, you got to do this, and that. It's 3 days, we got to ensure that we do what we need to do to make sure that the festival is successful and is moving forward and it is secure and everybody can win out of it. We might make some faults, we might have some faults. An event like this size will do that. Let me finish with this. And we would like that to make sure that we want to ensure that we are successful.
You called me shortly before the meeting and I said that I would try to allocate time for your concerns.
I'm done.
Jack.
Yes, I want to point out that everybody wants Fiesta DC to be a success. Everybody wants Fiesta DC to stay in Mount Pleasant. And the reason we push so hard for these things is to make sure that Fiesta DC will remain popular in Mount Pleasant and can stay in Mount Pleasant. Because there are people who say, we don't want it here. We want to make sure that those voices remain in the minority so that Fiesta DC can stay here and happen again here year after year.
I would also like to clarify that I was not demanding that you correct to Sam's satisfaction, any of these. Only that you get back and engage him and that we get some beginnings of documentation. Today, I commended you for more than full good faith efforts on almost all of these issues. There are a few remaining things that I hope will not take too much of your time, but it's essential for Sam and his network to feel like you've gotten back to them and not just that you respectfully listened and then ignored. If I may, I think I've heard that the commission...
I will move adjournment.
Okay. Second? Seconded. All in favor? 6-0.
Adjourning at 8:44. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Two things. You do the posters.
Yeah.
She looked